It's outside the box. Going back in history. Today's topic is 250 retrospective. These past few weeks, we in the U.S. have been going back in history to remember the beginnings of our country and replaying the Declaration of Independence. Nice words, maybe even revolutionary statements, certainly for their time. Like, quote, all men, people, are created equal, that they are endowed with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, end quote. But even when the U.S. was formed a few years later, what was on paper was not backed up by real laws and policies. Freedom and rights only applied to white men, and only those who own land. If you had a dark skin, identified as a woman, or didn't have much money, you didn't count. Unalienable rights, only for some. But we have made some progress since 1776, which is about when the Industrial Revolution began. Never has the world changed so fast in such a short period of time. In a book by Rutger Bregman called Moral Ambition, the author says that, quote, before 1800, some three-quarters of the world's people were serfs or enslaved, end quote, using as a source a book from Adam Hochschild. I find this figure hard to believe, but if it is true, we have done an incredible job of freeing billions of people from slavery and serfdom. It's a good thing we have something to show for the last 250 years, because a lot of changes have been hard on people and the planet. For example, world population has increased from less than 1 billion humans to over 8 billion. It's getting crowded everywhere. Human use of land expanded from 10% to about 50% of the planet, decreasing forests by thousands of hectares every year, primarily to grow crops for animals eaten by humans. Carbon emissions have gone up exponentially, especially in the last 50 years. Temperatures have risen only a little, but as we should all know, a few degrees makes a big difference for our weather and climate. Our ability to make war has increased exponentially in its effectiveness and ability to kill. Conflict is more dangerous than ever. The number of living species in this planet is shrinking fast. The Earth's air and water quality has seriously suffered, with millions of tons of plastic and other pollutants impacting our waters and air, barely breathable in some parts of the globe. And our use of energy for transportation, heating and cooling, food production, etc., has increased massively while natural resources dwindle. Now, there are also a few encouraging signs, too, such as the literacy rate has gone from 10% to 90% worldwide. Human health and life expectancy has risen significant in the last 2+ centuries. We've been embracing the diversity of humanity, especially in the last 100 years, and the idea that every human deserves life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The entire planet is connected. We know what's happening around the world as soon as it happens. The nature of work has changed. Less with our hands, more with our head. Is that encouraging? National governments have transitioned from monarchies and one-person rule to, in many cases, rule by oligarchies or even somewhat representative democratically chosen groups. In the past, human beings were part of the planet and coped with it like other creatures. Now we control it, and other living things have to cope both with the planet and us humans. Maybe things will stabilize, but my guess is that thanks to climate disruption and AI, change will continue at a rapid pace. Hang on to your hats. Have humans evolved positively since 1776? What are highlights or disappointments for you? I'm Larry Danziger, sometimes encouraged, sometimes very sad about our evolution.